whatever the condition, one should always continue to serve. Srila Prabhupada, when he was in New York, 1976, was coming down the elevator, and although he had a cold and was scheduled to go to London, but devotees were encouraging him to go to other places where he would be able to recuperate nicely, Hawaii or southern states, Dallas, New York, or stay in New York, because it was summertime. Although I don't know where everyone got the idea that it's raining all the time in England, but that seems to be a popular myth. Anyway, Srila Prabhupada said this very wonderful and inspiring statement that I want to be able to fight for Krishna like Arjuna to the very last breath. And I think Jayapataka Swami Maharaj really exemplifies that in that sense. He's like that Jayapataka. Jayapataka means he's a victory flag. And that's something that Srila Prabhupada very much appreciated in his followers, that they're willing to serve under all conditions. Do we chant again now that it's been already kirtan? What's it?
Sure.
Briefly. Hare Krishna. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivanadhari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivanadhari. Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Tira Vanachari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Radha Krishna Gopinath Shyamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhana. But Churnam Dham Ki Jai, Sima Gunabrik Dham Ki Jai, Gangmai Gunmai Ki Jai, Tosi Devi Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, Sukurinam Sankatan Ki Jai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance day Ki Jai, Nitai Gau Premanandi, all glories to the Samadavati, all glories to the Samadavati, all glories to the Samadavati, all glories to Sri Guru and Shri. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. This verse is the fourth verse of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Anarpita charin chirat karinavati anakalo. Sama arpaitum anutajvalar samsa bhakti shriyam. Hari purata sundara dyuti kadam vasandi pita. Sadaridaye kandare spuratuva shachinandana. Anarpita charin chirat karunyavatirna kalo. Samarpaitum unutojvala rasasvam bhakti shriyam. Hari purata sundara dyuti kadamba sandipita. Sada rittaye kandare spuratuva sachinandana. May the Supreme Lord, who is known as the son of Srimati Sachidevi, be transcendentally situated in the innermost chambers of your heart. Resplendent with the radiance of molten gold, he has appeared in the age of Kali by his cardinal's mercy to bestow what no incarnation has ever offered before, the most sublime and radiant mellow of devotional service, the mellow of conjugal love. Perhaps we can repeat together. May the Supreme Lord, who is known as the son of Srimati Sachidevi, be transcendentally situated in the innermost chambers of your heart. Resplendent with the radiance of molten gold, he has appeared in the age of Kali by his causeless mercy to bestow what no incarnation has ever offered before, the most sublime and radiant mellow of devotional service, the mellow of conjugal love. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Mkhanandana Salakaya Chakshurimritam Dina Tasmaya Shri Guruvaya Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda, Shri Advaita Gadadha, Shivashari Gaura Bhakta Vinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. A Chaitanya Charitamrita is based on 14 seed verses, which glorify Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda, Advaita Acharya, and spiritual masters. This is the fourth verse, and it constitutes Rupa Goswami's blessings upon Vaishnavas. Later on, Kaviraj Goswami points out that This is the Mangalacharna, or auspicious invocation. And in a Mangalacharna, you have three things. You establish the object of worship, and then you offer obeisances and offer blessings. This is a blessing. Describing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he says, may the Supreme Lord, who is known as the son of Srimati Satyadevi, be transcendentally situated in the innermost chamber of your heart. Interestingly enough, this is not written by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, but this is a verse written by Rupa Goswami. So he's not giving his blessing, he's giving Rupa Goswami's blessing. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Jagannath Puri, at that time Rupa Goswami had come there and was residing there with Haridas Thakur. And Lord Chaitanya had brought his associates, particularly Ramananda Roy, who was a great poet and also a dramatist. And he wanted his associates to test Rupa Goswami's compositions. And then Srila Prabhupada also points out he wanted to see what the reaction was, to how they would react to hearing the beauty of Rupa Goswami's writings, which in a transcendental sense would eclipse their own. And would they be in some way envious? Of course they weren't, but they all glorified Rupa Goswami's writings. And so there are these two dramas, most famous dramas of Rupa Goswami, Lalita Madhava and Vidagdha Madhava. And Ramananda Roy began by asking, tell me what the Nandi Shloka of this drama is. Nandi Shloka is the invocation, similar to these verses, to invoke blessings and good fortune upon the hearers. And then after that, he says, what is your worshipable deity? Describe the glorification of your worshipable deity. And then this is the verse that's found in that Vidagdha Madhava. And it's interesting that they don't cite reference. And these days, Kaviraj Goswami starts his book. His fourth verse is already taken from another text, but he doesn't footnote it. Nowadays, you can't get away with things like that. You have to reference everything. And but he doesn't reference. It was known, at least certainly it was known amongst the Vaishnavas, who these verses were from. And at that time, the readership in that case, in one sense, they were more educated. Just like, practically speaking, most of the verses that are quoted by acharyas in their books or commentaries. Sometimes Jiva Goswami in Sandarbhas, he makes exception, but generally they just quote the text. They say, Padme. They say, in the Padma Purana, or in the Skanda Purana, but they don't give the verse number, they don't give the canto, they just, you should know. If you were a reader, then you should know where it was from. Now we have to be very particular, and not only we have to give the verse number and everything, but you have to give the edition, because who knows if it's bona fide. But things have changed. But here, Kaviraj Goswami is introducing, he's giving blessing, he's giving Rupa Goswami's blessing. Because amongst all of Gaudiya Vaishnavas, Rupa Goswami is our Prabhupada, who is giving us Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jina Bhutale. He's establishing the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And part of that mission is that all of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's followers, as His Holiness Jaipataka Swami Maharaj had pointed out, not only do they take Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission of spreading Krishna consciousness to everyone, and themselves being examples of Krishna consciousness, but they also take Lord Chaitanya within their heart. Srila Prabhupada spoke on this verse here in Mayapur, sometime in the end of March, I think in 75. And he said that unless you accept Lord Chaitanya within your heart, you cannot understand Krishna, you cannot understand Krishna's pastimes, because Krishna is very, very difficult. Manusyam sahasyeshu kaschid yatati siddhaye. Without Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, more or less, Krishna becomes impossible to understand. And we see that. We see it in India. We see it even amongst other sampradayas. What to speak of in the West, scholars who dedicate their lives to studying, to reading about Krishna, and yet they don't understand. They do the same about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but because they approach Lord Chaitanya in a very scholastic way and are not willing to surrender to him in any way whatsoever, extremely difficult for them to really, really surrender, at least while they're alive. I remember in Hungary when I first went there, or at least when I started to go, it was at that time it was still communist regime, so we would go incognito. And in 1989, that's when the Berlin Wall came down and everything opened up, and then we could actually go in devotee clothes and travel around and preach as a devotee. And one of the first university programs I did, got into an argument with the Indologist, and not many Indologists, but Indologist in Hungary. She was a lady, woman. And it was a long argument because I was there for 3 days, and every day we'd meet and we'd talk, and she'd take me to her class, and I'd give a class, and she'd try and correct me, and then I'd say, no, that's not what I meant. And then we talk in private. And sort of it went like that for about 14 years or so. And but we were very nice. She actually supervised giving a PhD to quite a few of our devotees. But she would never openly admit to being so too favorable. Unfortunately, she left her body relatively young, Alzheimer's. But when she left her body, her husband, who was a Egyptologist, and he came and he said, my wife's will was to give you her library. It's 2,500 books. And she had books she'd received from Basham. She was one of Basham's disciples. And then that at least was an admission. University, ELT, which is the prime university in Hungary, they came, they were extremely upset. They were obvious, she was a professor there. She was a professor in two or three universities, but they were upset that they were expecting to get the books. But they gave the books to our theological college, our Bhaktivedanta Theological College. So at least she appreciated, but she waited until she didn't want to be humiliated in front of the academics, so she waited until she left her body and then she willed it. But generally, they won't understand. And Kaviraj Goswami also says, Katanchana smite yasmin sukaram dukaram bhavet. Things that are very, very difficult become very, very easy if one remembers Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But if you forget Lord Chaitanya, then the easiest thing becomes very, very difficult. So, of course, the most difficult thing is to understand Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Namamita. And there's nothing more difficult than Krishna, but even understanding Krishna becomes very difficult, easy, and Srila Prabhupada gave us as the example that we don't have any historical, cultural background, generally for the most part. By we, I mean Western devotees from Western backgrounds, but still, he says you understand Krishna, you're dedicating your lives to the Krishna consciousness movement. So that happens by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Here, Kaviraj Goswami writes, Anarpita, Charim Chirat Karunava Tirnakalo. Arpita, unarpita, not bestowed. He says, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given, it has not been bestowed, Charim Chirat, for a long, long time. Which is interesting, because just prior to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance, Lord Krishna is appearing 5,000 years, 4,500 years earlier. But even Krishna didn't give. So anarpitam charim chirat, it hadn't been given for a long time. For a long time, meaning that even though Krishna personally appeared, he bestowed love for himself upon his associates, but for the most part, Krishna was not directly accepted or recognized by the people in general. And although he liberated many personalities in the Battle of Kurukshetra, all the warriors, millions and millions of warriors who were there and who actually were able to see Krishna, then Srila Prabhupada points out that they received their original forms when they left their bodies, and they all left their bodies, because aside from the Pandavas and a few others, no one walked off that battlefield alive. Of course, people don't walk off battlefield dead either, but so no one walked off the battlefield. Only the Pandavas and just a few others. But they were able to attain liberation, but still they were not able to receive what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here is distributing. What is that? Sama arpaitu. So he says, anarpita charim chirat, and sama arpaitu. But he's, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving, and how? Sama, just like we have kirtan, and we have sankirtan. Sankirtan means, the word prefix sam means that it is complete. So not only was it not given since a long time, but now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's giving it completely. And what is he giving? Anutojvala rasa, which Srila Prabhupada translates as the Ujvala rasa, the conjugal mellow of his own devotional service. Later on in the third chapter of this Arilita, then Kaviraj Goswami describes this verse. He doesn't actually describe the conjugal mellow specifically, but rather he describes Braja Bhakti, or spontaneous devotional service. And he points out that particularly in friendship and in parental affection and in conjugal love, this is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had actually come to give. Lord Krishna showed it, but he didn't give it. Or he gave it to a very, very few associates. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and he distributed Krishna Prema Pradayate to anyone. Anyone who is willing to actually accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Karuna. There are different words or terms that's used for mercy. Sometimes you use the word daya. Sometimes you use the word kripa. Sometimes you use the word karuna. Even just hearing the word karuna, it's a more intimate form of mercy. Kripa is something that's a little more, just like often people say, please give me your kripa. Some stranger will come up to you, give me your kripa. A kripa is a more formal thing. It's something that you give. Karuna is something that's very heartfelt to someone to whom you feel very, very close. And this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's one of his unique characteristics is that he considers all, especially Bengalis. There's this one verse by Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, where he says that the Bengalis are actually his family members. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu considers actually all conditioned souls on level of family. They're not very formal. Sarva dharma paritya, so formal declaration. But rather very heartfelt. Therefore, he gives his karuna, and he's giving something that is very, very rare, something that Krishna doesn't give in other incarnations, something that Krishna only hints about or hints to in Bhagavad Gita. And this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. This is his, what Srila Prabhupada says, his external, the external cause of his appearance. The two subsequent verses talk about the internal cause, confidential cause. Elsewhere, Srila Prabhupada calls it the real cause of Lord Chaitanya's appearance. So there are these two things. There's what is the internal purpose that which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is trying to achieve, and what is it that he's, which is something that he's relishing himself, and what is it that he's giving or bestowing to all others. This verse is somewhat synonymous with that well-known verse that devotees know, described in Srimad Bhagavatam, that is quoted throughout all of Srila Prabhupada's books, where Maharaj Nimi is asking about who is the Yuga avatar for this age and what's the process of worshiping him. And Karabhajana Muni says, Krishnavarnam, Sa Krishnam, Sangha, Upanga, Parashadam, Yajyai, Sankirtana, Praya, Yajantihi, Sumedasa. They're synonymous in the sense that this is also speaking about Lord Chaitanya and his particular mission. What is it that he is actually achieving? And it describes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his transcendental features. Prabhupada calls it the most famous verse about Lord Chaitanya, Krishna Varnam. There, Lord Chaitanya is being described as Krishna Varna. This word Varna, it has different meanings. Just like Krishna says, Chatur Varna Mayashistam. So Varna means category. It means that Krishna Varna, this incarnation, and interestingly, in the previous, in the verse that preceded it, it ends up touch Srinum. That Karabhajana Muni, he talks about the previous ages, he gives the incarnations, he gives the mantras by which they're worshipped with, and also the sacrifice which is appropriate to them. And then he says, but now listen to me, just like Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita, touch Srinu, maya sakta mana sakta yoga yujad madashraya. When someone is about to say something very, very important, then he attracts that person's attention by saying, now listen to what I'm going to say. And then he says, Krishna Varnam Tisa Krishnam. Yes, he's the same category as Krishna, Krishna Varnam. And Srila Prabhupada also translates this word Varna as someone who's always saying the word Krishna. That's also Krishna Varnam. On whose tongue the word Krishna is always vibrating, he's also Krishna Varna. But he's Tvisa Krishna. Tvisa Akrishna. It means that his complexion is Akrishna. When the prefix A is there, that means that it's not blackish, but it's something else. He has a different complexion. What is that complexion? Well, we know his complexion is golden. When Srila Prabhupada quotes this verse, he always quotes another verse, which I forget. When Nanda Maharaj was having the birth ceremony of Krishna, Suklo Rakta Tata Pita Idanim Krishna Tam Jata. How does that verse begin? Asam Varnan. Very good. Thank you. Asam Varnan Trayorakta. When Nanda Maharaj was taking Krishna and Balaram for their name-giving ceremony, and at that time they were performing this in Goshala because they were afraid that Kamsa would find out if it was some kind of big public ceremony. So they did it in private, and Gargamuni was present, and he spoke this verse. He was describing Balaram, and then after that he spoke about Krishna. So it says, Asa Varnam. He says, again this word Varna comes. He says, your son has actually appears in different ages, and he has different colors. Suklo Rakta Tata Pita. And he says he appears as a white incarnation, red, and then pita, yellow, and idanim krishnatam gata. And now he's appearing in this blackish form. It's interesting that the chronology there is suklo rakta tata pita, satya yuga is white, and then red incarnation, and now he's appearing in, and although Srila Prabhupada says, and sometimes he appears as Lord Ramachandra, just like Krishna, whenever Krishna appears, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears, and preceding them, Lord Ramachandra appears. So in the same way, in that same once every 28 millenniums, then those three incarnations appear. So first he says, Lord Chaitanya's appearance, he says Pita. Pita means yellowish or golden complexion. So when it says Krishna Varnam Tisa Krishna, this A Krishna is that he's not blackish, but what is he? He's Pita. He's yellow. He's golden color. Idanim Krishnatam Yata. But now he's appearing Krishnatam. He's appearing in this darkish complexion. Otherwise, usually in Kali Yuga, both in the previous age, both in Treta Yuga or Dwapara Yuga, and in Kali Yuga, it's always blackish incarnation, the Yuga avatar for Kali, except when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears, is also blackish. Idanim Krishnatam Jata. And the change in the chronology was given in order to emphasize that he is Krishnatam Jata, that Krishna is appearing. He's appearing now in this blackish form because he is Swayam Bhagavan. But that Pita is the same as the golden complexion one is the same as this blackish complexion. In Chaitanya Mangala, Lochandas Thakur, he gives this very nice description between Lord Brahma and Narada Muni. Narada Muni says, what is the evidence that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is actually of the same category as Krishna? What is the Shastric statement that says that? And Lord Brahma said, I meditated on this for a long time, and I came to the conclusion that this is what Krishna himself says in the Bhagavad Gita. Jada jada hi dharmasya ghanir bhavati bharata adyuttamam adharmasyam tadatmanam sujamiyam paritanaya sadadam minasya chaduskitam dharma samstarpanapaya sambhavami juge juge. He says, why does Krishna say juge juge? He says, because I'm appearing. Paritanaya sadadam minasya chaduskitam. I appear to do these three things. Juge in this age, and in the next age, juge. So I'm coming now, and I'm coming in the next age also. That's a very nice explanation. This is what Lord Brahma meditates on, these type of philosophical concepts. So idanim krishnatam yata, Krishna appears, but after Krishna, same category as Krishna varnam tisa krishnam, Sangopam Gashta Parshadam. And Kaviraj Goswami gives us this blessing, meditate on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sada, sada, always, riddaya kandare. Kandara means like a cave. So, and Srila Prabhupada translates like that, if I could just see that for it. Kandare, yes, in the cavity of the heart. Always keep Lord Chaitanya within your heart. This is the blessing that we're receiving on this wonderful day of Gaur Purnima, to somehow or another keep Lord Chaitanya within our hearts. It's not a very difficult thing, because Lord Chaitanya is Karunya. He's very merciful. He's very beautiful. Sangha, Upanga, Astra, Parshada. These words are defined or described in different ways. Different acharyas give all kinds of various ways in which who's the Sangha and the Upanga and the Astra and the Parshada. But generally everyone all agree that this Astra or the weapon, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's weapon, is his beauty. It's his extraordinary beautiful form. Suvarno varno himango varangas changanam gadi. Is his suvarna, his bodily hue is very, very beautiful. He has very, very long arms. You can just imagine that Srila Prabhupada said, as our panchatattva, unless something happened over the last 500 years, I mean in terms of the size, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was 7.5 feet tall, and Bengalis are generally not known for their height, unless something changed. I know that in England, between the First World War and Second World War, the average height of men was about 3 inches higher. But in those two world wars, so many of the men lost their lives that the general average height decreased. But generally, the Bengalis are intellectuals. They just think out the wars, and then they let the Punjabis and others do the fighting. When we used to come into Calcutta, and for many, many years, right outside Dum Dum Airport, there was this big, big sign, "Welcome to the City of Intellectuals." Now they took it down. I don't know whether that means anything. So imagine Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 7.5 feet tall. That's big by anyone's calculation, but especially in a state where generally people are of smaller stature, very, very beautiful. His shoulders are like that of a lion. Niyogra Parimandala, his arms are reaching down to his knees. And his features are just so beautiful. His eyes are very, very, very long. I remember when we were when I was in Jaipur ordering the Gorni Thai deities for Hungary. And I asked the Murtiwala, carve the deities, and I said, you have to make the eyes larger. He says, no, this is this size. I said, no, they have to be larger. He says, Shastra says they should be larger. He says, no, no. Anyway, he made them larger. We had experience before when I had him paint Lord Ramachandra green for when we were ordering the Sitaram deities for, which were originally supposed to be for Chicago, but they ended up in Bhaktivedanta Manor. And I asked him to paint Lord Ramachandra green, and he said, no, no, he's also black like Krishna. I said, no, he's green. So finally, we were paying the bills, so he had to paint green. And he had all the Murtiwalas in. They all came. They thought it was very entertaining that Lord Ramachandra was green. But Prabhupada says he's green like a parrot, parrot-colored green. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very, very... His beauty is his astra. We have this word in English, disarming. That's a weapon that just disarms you. So one weapon is that you counteract someone else's weapon. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's beauty and his kindness and his qualities, his humility, you just consider, Lord Chaitanya, when he went to Ishwarapuri's birthplace, he took dust, and for the rest of his life, every day, he would always eat a little bit of that dust from the birthplace of Ishwarapuri. So this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ashram. If we keep Lord Chaitanya always within our hearts, then Krishna consciousness becomes very easy. Chanting Hare Krishna becomes very easy. And by Lord Chaitanya's grace, then we get to go back home, back to Godhead. How long does this class go to? Order? Sangupangash Parashadam Yagyai Sankirtana Prayer. The word prayer means almost. Yagyai Sankirtana Prayer. And the way to please Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not very difficult. There's this very wonderful letter that Srila Prabhupada wrote. I don't remember to who, but it had to do with worshipping deities. He says, yes, you can worship deity, but if you just have a picture of Panchatattva, he says, you can keep it in a drawer, and you take it out, and you chant Hare Krishna to him, and you put him back in the drawer. He says, Panchatattva are so merciful that if you just do that, then they will save you, they will deliver you. That's enough. So, Yagyai Sankirtana Prayer, to worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to keep him in our heart, and to have him manifest all of the wonderful treasures that he's giving to us requires mostly to chant Hare Krishna. Mostly means hearing Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. You know, Srila Prabhupada gave very, very short classes. 80 minutes, 20 minutes, 25 minutes, 30 minutes was like a long class. Long class. He would, and sometimes when he'd have his disciples, then at a certain point he'd also say, okay, now chant Hare Krishna. Yagyai Sankirtana Prayer and deity worship. So deity worship is also there, and obviously hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, but mostly chanting Hare Krishna. And if we chant Hare Krishna, we chant Hare Krishna ourselves, two up by ourselves, via japa. We chant Hare Krishna together through kirtan. But most importantly, that we chant Hare Krishna by taking the holy name out on the streets, chanting it for the benefit of others. Narada Muni says that this has 100 times greater benefit. So Nam Sankirtan, Harinam Sankirtan, has 100 times more benefit than benefiting to ourselves. And the category of that, the varna, of that chanting Hare Krishna, distributing books, distributing prasadam, chanting Hare Krishna when Srila Prabhupada visited Montreal in 1975, and then again after 76. And then he dropped 75 when he was on his way and came to visit India. And then I asked Srila Prabhupada, I said, Srila Prabhupada, because I was distributing books and I wanted Prabhupada, who was sitting at the airport. Srila Prabhupada came in the morning and then he got a telegram that Indira Gandhi was willing to see him. So immediately he arranged to get on the plane and he was off by the afternoon. He was there for no more than 4 or 5 hours. And we're sitting at the airport. Srila Prabhupada, what's more important, book distribution, Harinam, or Prasadam distribution? And Prabhupada knew what I wanted him to say, which was book distribution. So he said, they're all equally important. I said, I know, but Srila Prabhupada, of the three, which do you prefer more? And he says, they're all equally important. And Prabhupada wouldn't budge. So, yes, distributing prasadam, distributing Krishna's holy name, distributing transcendental knowledge, by Srila Prabhupada's books, by speaking about Krishna. By doing that type of sankirtan, Lord Chaitanya is very easily pleased. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is pleased, then our success in Krishna consciousness is guaranteed. And then this anutojvala rasa, Rupa Goswami uses this word, this ujvala. He gave a further explanation on Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu with his ujvala nilamani, in describing the transcendental exchanges between the gopis and Krishna. Then he also called that ujvala nilamani, or the blazing sapphire. In one sense, it refers to Krishna, and also this ujvala also refers to, as it describes here, the blazing transcendental loving exchange between Krishna and his associates. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give this thing. It's a very, very rare thing. Srila Prabhupada would glorify it, quoting this commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam, Radyo Bhagavan Vajesha Taniyastam Tama Vrindavana Ramya Kachit Upasanava Vrajabad Uvalgina Vakal. That the original mental, the Adiras, is the original parakya, or the conjugal mellow, which is kept very, very secret due to its confidential nature. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and through the teachings of Chaitanya Charitamrita, gave us an opportunity to hear about that and to cultivate all of these aspects of spontaneous devotional service, which are the real treasure of Goloka Vrindavan. Shriyam. Shriyam means treasure. Anyway, I'll stop here. Perhaps if someone would like to add something or ask something. Add something. Gokulananda Prabhu. Gokulananda Prabhu is, he's my Shiksha Guru. He pulled me out of the material world, taught me how to distribute Prabhupada's books. I was sitting in a vegetarian restaurant with my wife, and he walked in selling BTGs, and I saw him on the other end of the room, and I said, oh no. And he saw me, and he said, Peter! Thank you very much. In Montreal. And then on the first day, I came in, I joined, I was reading books, I was reading Srila Prabhupada's books 12 hours a day. I came in after the morning program, I sat down, I continued my reading, someone tapped me on the shoulder, said, what are you doing? I said, I'm reading, I read Prabhupada's books quite a bit. He says, well, we've got some news for you. Here we distribute Prabhupada's books, we don't just read them. And then he took me out and showed me how to distribute BTGs, and we got arrested in the afternoon. We spent the afternoon in jail. I thought, I didn't know this is what Krishna consciousness was about. For the pleasure of devotees, can you please announce the following at the end of the class? Announcement. Today there is a free seminar on chanting from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the Mayapur Tourism Office. This is a two-day seminar. The first day is on the dangers of inattentive chanting. The second day is on Raganuga Bhakti. Thank you. It's not me giving the class. Hare Krishna. You want to say that aloud? Hare Krishna. Some comment or question? Hare Krishna.
Do you mind me asking the reference so I can repeat in the future? Narada Muni saying 105 more poetry.
The question was the reference for Narada Muni saying that Sankirtan is 100 times more potent. No, I can't remember it, but it's there in one of our shloka books. You have it, Pratap Prabhu? It's there. It may be Panchratra or... but it's in one of our shloka books. It's not an obscure reference.
Thank you, Maharaj. Very nice clarification, Lord Chaitanya. Could you give us a little glimpse into Lord Chaitanya's Audarya Bhava, like his mood of giving Krishna to the whole world, Audarya, in the mood of giving, which is considered higher than Madhurya. Okay? Or within Madhurya, that Audarya is present in Radharani's heart, and how Lord Chaitanya exhibited that.
You can, of course, here this is Audarya Dham, and I think that what you're emphasizing, the fact that not necessarily that Audarya is higher than Madhurya, but the fact is that Madhurya becomes inaccessible to us without Audarya. So in the conclusion to Prarthana, Narottam Das Thakur says that this path of Raja Bhakti is very, very slippery and very, very difficult. Here, it's achievable without effort. And the Audarya means mercy. The mood of the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is that we worship Lord Chaitanya in the mood of servitude. Bas. There's no other relationship that Gaudiya Vaishnavas have with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even Lord Nityananda Bhavam, everyone declares themselves, everyone is a servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And by serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's munificence, kindness, is that automatically the sweetness of pure devotional service becomes manifest, automatically achieved. So in that sense, the Audarya is most visible in the fact that something that's very, very difficult or more or less impossible for people to directly access in Kali Yuga can, without risk and very easily be achieved just by serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that's why Srila Prabhupada put so much emphasis on serving the Krishna consciousness mission without necessarily making some kind of completely independent effort in cultivating Vraja Bhakti, because within Lord Chaitanya's service, automatically Vraja Bhakti naturally comes. That's what's stated right here. He's giving it. Karunavatirnakalo. This is his Audarya. This is his Karuna, Lord Chaitanya's mercy. As if you keep Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in our hearts, chant Hare Krishna, serve Lord Chaitanya's mission, then naturally those gifts of pure devotion and the things that Krishna came to show, they will naturally come. They will naturally manifest. Okay, one last question, and then...
Maharaj, you mentioned how, earlier in the class, you mentioned how the persons on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, they obtained liberation. And I was wondering if you could explain, as to the vast majority of those on the battlefield who didn't understand Krishna's actual position, what was the nature of their liberation and what destination did they obtain?
Prabhupada states, as well as other commentaries, that they achieved their original forms by dying on the battlefield, by seeing Krishna, what liberated them was the fact that they were actually able to perceive Krishna. They saw Krishna driving Arjuna's chariot, and that vision of Partha Sarathi, seeing Krishna at the time of death, yam yam ba bisparam bhavam, and at the same time dying on the battlefield, meaning that they were then freed of the results of their sinful activities, they were able to attain an original form. What that original form is, that I've not heard elaborated. But I would suggest that it's not particularly the same type of benefit that one would achieve by serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But still, they were actually able to achieve that type of perfection. They saw Krishna when they left this world. And even though they may have been all differently situated, many of them antagonists, but everyone appreciated, once again, Krishna's beauty and Krishna's humility, that Krishna was willing to take the role of a Shudra, because a chariot driver is a Shudra's business, just in order to serve Arjuna. And everyone appreciated that. Everyone, and that appreciation was their faith, and from there they were able to actually move forward. Time for greeting the devas. Thank you very much. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's deeds.